there, pal. Hey, Miles, can you say hi?
Hi.
Good boy. Hey, we're up here on the stretch here getting ready to go by Richard Tabauer. It's kind of cool. So today, Obama warned that if we don't take swift and decisive action, we're going to be in an economic crisis that we can't even imagine, which is just another one of those things. I can't believe that Bush and these guys have done this to us. Just the whole fear that all of us have, especially as providers, that something could just go so horribly wrong that the house of cards could fall. It's just such an evil thing to do. Of course, he doesn't have to worry about it. He's going to Dallas and he's going to move into his little million-dollar mansion or whatever, and he's going to just whistle his life away. So that was a good shot, Miles. Well, anyways, I'm officially right by the entrance of Richard Tabauer, and no better time than right now to get on the horn and say hello. I see the flight tower is still up there, but it looks like most everything else has been rearranged because of this intermodal NAFTA facility. That's something weird last night. We got a tornado alarm, tornado warning that went off at like 9:30 in the middle of a snowstorm, only in Belton. Like that story you told me about going to downtown Belton trying to get some Playboys, and they all looked at you like, this isn't the kind of town where we do that. I almost say that they don't even have those downtown now. You'd have the same problem. They'd be like, we don't do that around here. I am in a true rural town that's just, man. I thought maybe the influence of Kansas City would have bled out and influenced some of these more rural areas, but they stay stuck in that old John McCain clock time period. You know, not much going on. You know, I tell you what, the other day I saw a dead bird on the side of the road. It was such a weird, odd thing to see. It's like, did they get hit by cars? I would never think they would get hit by cars. I mean, it was this medium-sized hawk. I mean, was the wind weird that day and it pushed them down and they hit into a car? It's just such a weird, odd occurrence whenever I see a dead bird on the side of the road. Of course, Carrie says that they may have just had a heart attack, which could be very true. But I tend to think there was something that was hanky-panky on the side of the road. Of course, my rebuttal was maybe, you know, if it was a heart attack, it'd be in the middle of a field, but it could be anywhere. So, at any rate, that's all I got, man. I just wanted to do the whole Richard Tabauer, and as dusk descends, just give you a little shout out. Good luck there on the other side, man. I hope you're having a hell of a go at it. We miss you, man. You say bye-bye, Miles?
Bye!